Okay, we are back. The Holy Chevra is back. This is Gevaldik. This is so Gevaldik. And now we're back in the Olam HaGvura of strength, of inner strength, which we so desperately need at all times, and especially now, where we need to be disciplined, where quarters are tight, emotions can be running high. I think now more than ever, the Olam HaGvura is super necessary. So on Kuf Mem Tet, I'm going to do again the last paragraph that we did last time. That again, we can't be worried about what people will say. We have to worry about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say. A person who is very complete in his midos, generally, is not always bold as a leopard. Rather, he's very pleasant, he's very nice. He's very charitable, he loves people, he respects people. And even when he has to be bold and take a stance and be tough, he thinks about it very deliberately, very calculated. How can he do it in the most pleasant way without ever chas v'shalom embarrassing others? People know when a person takes a stance, he's doing it for the sake of God. He's going to be respected in other people's eyes because he does it for the sake of truth. And people will respect you when you take a stance, when you take something on, because they'll know you're sincere. They'll know you're real. Somebody that Hashem loves because he's a tzaddik and he's very straight. Kama brios yavo oto. People are also going to fall in love with this person and adore this person. He says this is also very similar to what we mentioned in the Olam HaKavod. A person has to realize his own individual worth. Wow. He can't be dependent on other people's haskamas. Oh, what does he think of me? What does she think of me? What does Facebook? What does social media say? No. What does the Eibishter say? We can't live our whole lives determining what other people say, what other people think. No. Chas v'sholem. It's what the Eibishter thinks. She'im barur etzlo shechashivuso teluyu b'kiyum ratzon Hashem. If a person, it's very clear to him, his whole importance, his whole value is dependent on what? Fulfilling the will of Hashem. Einu mefachi mimash acherim yachshvu alav. He's not concerned what other people think of him. So sometimes we live our whole lives wondering, what's he going to say? What's going to be? What's going to be? No, we're living a rat race. We're trying to please others. We have to please Hashem. That's what matters. That's where our value, that's where our worth, that's where our clout comes from. V'yadarabah, yitchazik bimash yodeya shehu gibur chayel avodat Hashem. And even the more so, a person will become even fortified, strengthened by knowing that he's a warrior of Hashem. We got Tuck on the line. Sometimes people fear that his actions might cause him a loss of money. We got Tuck on the line. L'mashal, hamavid shelo rotze shidaber lashon hara. Let's say the employer says, oh, you got to talk Lashon Hara. Everybody's talking in the conference room. Everybody's talking the talk. And he wants you to speak gossip and slander. He's worried if he doesn't speak, Yaveh Parnasato. He's going to lose his Parnasa. V'chehena v'chehena. Many, many cases where we think we have to bend halacha because other people, what they'll think of us. Or we'll lose money. Or we have to cut corners. We have to be cheaters. Or because what people will think. Chas v'shalom. Only concern is the Ratzon Hashem. Srikh Miskor Shetafkin Chayenu Hu Lasot Ratzon Hashem. The purpose of our lives is to fulfill the word of Hashem. Ubevada Ein Kol Kesa Sheva Olam Kedai Liot Nichshal Beveir Achas. Not all the money in the world is worth, if it is not worth it to be transgress even one Aveira. Wow, very powerful. All the money in the world can't compare to transgressing one Aveira. Kvar Pesach Ramah, the Ramah Paskins. She'itain Adam Koma Mono Kodim Shevar Alo Tase. Person has to give up all his money before performing a Lo Tase. Wow. Very, very powerful. Halachically speaking, Hashem comes first. That's our guideline. That's our lives. Kihem Chayeini V'yarech Yameini. We see how far this reaches, never to transgress the word of Hashem. So we're going to go weiter in the Olam HaGvura, but to always remember, what's our standard? Not what people think, but what a Kaddish Baruch Hu thinks. That's our guiding line. That's what represents us, and that's what we're all about. B'ezrat Hashem, we should go weiter in the Olam HaGvura.